You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today, Mint Primer is written by Shashank Mattu. India and the Maldives may be moving to stabilize their bilateral ties after tensions. Since President Mohamed Muazzu took office last year, the removal of Indian troops from the Maldives has complicated diplomatic relations. But bilateral ties may be settling down. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Why is there tension in the two nations' ties? In November, President Mohamed Muazzu took over from the staunchly pro-India Ibrahim Soli. In his campaign, Muazzu portrayed India's military presence at around 80 personnel as an affront to the nation's sovereignty and campaigned for their removal. This year, he embarked on a visit to China where he signed a slew of agreements with Beijing. In January, a major controversy erupted when three ministers made social media posts that were seen as insulting to India and PM Narendra Modi. New Delhi summoned the Maldivian High Commissioner as a result and the three politicians were suspended. And what caused these tensions? Muazzu has made clear that his administration will not follow the India First policy of several of his predecessors. He has attempted to court a number of other powers like China, Turkey and Saudi Arabia. His perceived affinity to China, which sponsored development projects when Muazzu was housing minister, has been a worry for New Delhi. He also comes from a political tradition that has been skeptical of India in the past. For example, Muazzu was considered close to former President Abdullah Yameen, who clashed with New Delhi repeatedly and attempted to get close to China. How has China reacted to these tensions? Muazzu's visit to Beijing allowed a number of critical projects to move forward. The two countries also signed a defense deal just weeks before Muazzu said he would not renew a hydrographic cooperation pact with India. A Chinese research vessel, which many have termed spy ship, spent time in Maldivian waters and docked in the country. This has India concerned. So, what has changed now? In recent weeks, there have been signs that bilateral ties are improving. President Muazzu asked India to consider providing debt relief. Last week, India's High Commission in Maldives announced that India would export essential commodities to the country, despite curbs on export on these commodities. The Maldivian Foreign Minister Musa Amir publicly thanked India for the gesture. The two countries have agreed to a formula of replacing Indian troops with technical personnel. What will be the next steps? It is not immediately clear how the relationship will evolve. Experts have argued that India has had trouble with neighbors before. However, the strategic logic of cooperation with India, which is the region's largest economy, ensures animosity is not long-lasting. Experts suggest that the Maldivian parliamentary elections, to be held next week, will be worth watching. The results could shore up Muazzu's domestic position, which could affect whether he needs to criticize India and raise nationalist sentiment in his favor. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.